Hi, Councillor Richard van Wyk here from Kopenhagen Municipality. Today, on the 9th of January, I just need to share this with you guys. Kopenhagen faces financial and service abyss. The Democratic Alliance DA in the Kopenhagen Municipality is concerned over the looming financial and service delivery collapse, persistent delays in salary payments, mismanagement of provincial and national grants resulting in the retrieval of utilized funds, and lack of investment in local infrastructure and equipment have exacerbated propelled the municipality towards a crisis. This financial instability is not only adversely impact the municipal workforce, but also obstruct essential community projects, stalling local development efforts. Moreover, residents bear to burn of mismanagement, facing steep bills even as basic service suffers due to funding shortages. In December 2023, a critical blow was dealt when the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMU, pension fund attached the municipal account due to a staggering 67 million debt, despite the municipality initial offer of 2 million to settle the matter. SAMU declined, now demanding a hefty 19 million, worsening the current financial crisis. The municipality is on the brink of a severe breakdown in service delivery across its 9 towns, grappling with uncollected refuse and a loan truck struggling to serve 3 towns, leaving our communities neglected and in a squalor. The consequences of this mismanagement are glaring, with our communities bearing the brunt of this crisis. In an upcoming council meeting, we will urge the municipality to examine the lack of service delivery and demand transparency on the municipality's plan to repay the outstanding funds. Additionally, according to the Section 139 of the Constitution, which empowers provincial executive to intervene when a municipality fails in its obligations, the DA will actively seek provincial interventions to rectify this dire situation. Councillor Richard van Wyk, DA, Councillor Kopenhagen Local Municipality.